Welcome to The Love Booth and Other Plays, a play by Tara Goldstein with contributions from Alec Butler and Jenny Salisbury, and music and lyrics composed by Kale Reed. I am playwright Tara Goldstein, and I am so glad you've joined us. I walk in the history of my people. I Walk in the History of My People is the name of a poem written by lesbian, two-spirit writer, artist, activist, political poet, Christos. In the play, Christos performs the poem and is accompanied on the drums by Mississauga Nishnabek writer, musician, activist, Leanne Simpson. Christos's people are Lithuanian and Menominee, but because she was raised off-reservation, she considers her people to also be the urban native community. Christos was given her name by her father when she was 10. At the time, her father was learning to read Greek and didn't trust the English translation of Plato he was reading. "My father told me English was a bear trap language," Christos says at the beginning of the play. Christos was 34 years old when she was asked to write for one of the books published by Kitchen Table Press. She'd been writing since the age of 9, and it was the first time she'd ever been paid for any of her writing. The book was called This Bridge Called My Back, and it went on to be reprinted 4 times. Setting: the kitchen table from a press of our own.
My name is Christos. My people are Lithuanian and Menominee. But because I was raised off reservation, my people are also the urban native community. It was my father who gave me the name Christos when I was 10. At the time, he was learning to read Greek and didn't trust the English translation of Plato he was reading. My father told me that English was a bear trap language. My first published poem appeared in a Daughters of Bilitis publication. My mother was worried I'd ruin the family name with my two-spirit writing, so I used Christos as a pen name to appease her. She doesn't know two-spirit people occupy the sacred role of negotiators between men and women. She doesn't know indigenous society became more peaceful because of our work. I was 34 years old when Sherry and Gloria asked me to write for one of the books published by Kitchen Table Press. It was called This Bridge Called My Back. I've been writing since I was 9, and this is the first time I'd ever been paid for my writing. I'd never imagined the book would be reprinted 4 times. I never imagined it would be as influential as it was. This is one of the poems I wrote for Sherry and Gloria. It's called I Walk in the History of My People. Leanne Simpson, a Mishi Sagig Nishnabe scholar, writer, artist, and musician, will play the drum while I read my poem. Leanne is well known for her work in the Idle No More protests against the Canadian government's removal of protection for forests and waterways, which threatens Indigenous ways of knowing that keeps water, air, land, and all creation safe for future generations. Walk in the history of my people. There are women locked in my joints for refusing to speak to the police. My red blood full of those arrested in flight, shot. My tendons stretched brittle with anger do not look like white roots of peace. In my marrow are hungry faces who live on land the whites don't want. In my marrow, women walk 5 miles every day for water. In my marrow, the swollen faces of my people who are not allowed to hunt, to move, to be. And the scars on my knee, you can see children torn from their families, bludgeoned into government schools. You can see through the pins in my knee that we were prisoners of a long war. My knee is so badly wounded, no one will look at it. The pus of the past oozes from every pore. The infection has gone on for at least 300 years. My sacred beliefs have been made with pencils. Names of cities, gas stations. My knee is wounded so badly that I limp constantly. Anger is my crutch. I hold myself upright with it. My knee is wounded. See how I am still walking.
How I am still dancing in the street. Idle no more. Our elders have been warning us about this for generations now. Societies based on conquest cannot be sustained. We're running out of time. We're losing the opportunity to turn this thing around. I do feel like I'm being pushed up against the wall. Maybe my ancestors felt that 200 years ago or 400 years ago. It's been the end of the world for somebody all along. And I think the sadness and the trauma of that is reason enough for me to act. In Anishinaabeg philosophy, if you have a dream, if you have a vision, you share that with your community. And then you have a responsibility for bringing that dream forth or that vision forth into a reality. That's the process of regeneration. That's the process of bringing forth more life, getting the seed and planting and nurturing it. It can be a physical seed, it can be a child, or it can be an idea. But if you're not continually engaged in that process, then it doesn't happen. Idle no more.
You've been listening to The Love Booth and Other Plays. For information about us, visit our website, www.gailyroad.com. Thank you.